music will make you free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on. Yes, we're on, and we're back in hour number two, folks. I want to talk about disinformation and how the internet can be sabotaged to accomplish the goals of the masters of wizardry, the masters of high-tech control. They emanate from the Silicon Valley of the Middle East, and that is Jerusalem, the high-tech portions of the city of Jerusalem. I want to give you just a few moments here of his video, and this is, again, from Israel's internet propaganda war, the Galin Ganar TV channel on YouTube. So, Sam, if you wish, you can start right from the beginning.
While many groups and governments wish to censor the internet, Israel and its partisans are among the most globally significant. They work to promote the Israel narrative while blocking facts about Palestine, the Israel lobby, and other subjects they wish to cover up. Much of this is done by devoted individuals acting independently, voluntarily, and relentlessly. But many of these activists are part of orchestrated, well-funded projects sponsored by the Israeli government and other pro-Israel groups. They utilize Israeli soldiers, students, American teens and seniors, and range from infiltrating Wikipedia to influencing YouTube. As we'll see, some even operate out of Jewish community centers in the U.S. One such group is the Israeli military's New Media Desk.
It is well known nowadays that what happens on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube has great influence on events as they occur on the ground. The internet, too, is a battleground. It is thus comforting to learn that the IDF employs soldiers who tweet, share, like, and more.
Another project initiated in 2011 by the National Union of Israeli Students has the stated goal to deepen and expand Hasbara, or state propaganda, activities of students in the State of Israel. Under this program, Israeli students are paid to, quote, lead the battle against hostile websites. The students are tasked with what many would call shilling or trolling in online forums and social media. They're directed to create original content in the form of news reports and blogs, edit Wikipedia, inject pro-Israel messages into discussions on social media, as well as to report and remove what they consider to be allegedly anti-Semitic content. It's important to note that criticism of Israel is not the same thing as anti-Semitism, despite Israel's best efforts to redefine the word.
Anti-Zionism is the new anti-Semitism.
Anti-Zionism is anti-history, anti-humanity, and anti-Semitic. It's pure anti-Semitism. Let's use our power on social media to educate our society.
Now, interestingly, this charity, the International Holocaust Remembrance Association, has also given a number of examples of what sort of behaviour should be called out alongside this, which are actions which seek to stereotype Jewish people, to justify attacking or killing them, claiming that the State of Israel is a racist endeavour, or comparing it to Nazi Germany.
When there is dissent expressed in the United States against policies of the Israeli government, people here are called anti-Semitic. What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Well, it's a trick. We always use it. When from Europe somebody is criticizing Israel, then we bring up the Holocaust. When in this country people are criticizing Israel, then they are anti-Semitic.
Now, I know what they do because I used to ask them to do it. I mean, when I was in the Mossad, and we had a guy that gave us problems in the U.S., and he was speaking out, and he was talking like Pete talked once and said, Israel is bombing Lebanon with cluster bombs. We say, hey, who's that guy? You know? And of course, the campaign starts, and before you know it, the guy's labeled. And he's an anti-Semite, because that's what we say he is.
Another pro-Israel organization that targets public information on the internet is CAMERA, the Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting in America. A 2008 exposé revealed a CAMERA initiative to infiltrate Wikipedia in order to rewrite Palestinian history, pass off crude propaganda as fact, and take over Wikipedia administrative structures to ensure these changes go either undetected or unchallenged. Leaked emails from CAMERA called for volunteers to secretly work on editing Wikipedia entries. They were instructed to, quote, avoid for obvious reasons picking a username that marks you as pro-Israel or that lets people know your real name. The emails emphasized that volunteers were to avoid editing Israel-related articles for a short period of time after signing up as editors to avoid arousing suspicion, and to always log in, because if you make changes while not logged in, Wikipedia will record your computer's IP address. In 2010, two Israeli groups began offering community workshops on Zionist editing of Wikipedia entries with the aim of making sure that information in the online encyclopedia reflects the worldview of Zionist groups.
Moetzet Yesh, in conjunction with My Israel, has arranged an instruction day for wiki editors. The goal of the day is to teach people how to edit in Wikipedia, which is the number one source of information today in the world. As a way of example, if someone searches the Gaza Flotilla, we want to be there. We want to be the guys who influence what is written there, how it's written, and to ensure that it's balanced and Zionist in nature.
And again in 2013, there was evidence of pro-Israel tampering with Wikipedia when an employee of an Israeli institute called NGO Monitor edited articles about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in an allegedly biased manner. According to the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, Dreiman concealed the facts that he was an employee of NGO Monitor and that he was using a second username, which is forbidden under Wikipedia's rules. In 2017, yet another Israeli project was launched with the intention of controlling discourse and promoting a pro-Israel narrative online. Known as ACT-IL, the project uses a software application that leverages the power of communities to support Israel through organized online activity. The software is a joint venture of Israel's IDC University, the Israeli American Council, and another American group called the Maccabee Task Force, which was created to combat the international boycott of Israel over its human rights abuses, which it terms an anti-Semitic movement. The project is also supported by Israel's Strategic Affairs Ministry and Israel's intelligence community. Its CEO is an 8-year veteran of Israeli Army intelligence named Yarden Ben Yosef. Israeli media Ynet News reports that the Israeli military has begun scouring Jewish communities abroad for young computer prodigies to recruit for its ranks.
In Operation Pillar of Defense and Protective Edge, we set up the first advocacy situation rooms here at IDC. We operated together with hundreds of volunteers who work around the clock for Israel on social media networks. Through the operations, we realized that when many people work together, it is effective. This understanding led IAC and IDC to partner and found ACT-IL, the online community for Israel.
Jewish news site The Forward calls ACT-IL a new entry into the online propaganda war that has thousands of mostly U.S.-based volunteers who can be directed from Israel into a social media swarm. Its work so far offers a startling glimpse of how it could shape the online conversations about Israel without ever showing its hand. The Forward article reports that the project recruits Jewish teens and adults and sometimes operates out of local Jewish community centers. They are referred to as media rooms, and there are at least 5 of them planned or active in the United States, including 1 in Boston, 2 in New Jersey, and 1 opening soon in New York. After being given ACT-IL advocacy training, the volunteers are instructed to complete missions, which are assigned from a headquarters in Herzliya, Israel. The Forward reports that in November, the Boston Media Room created a mission for the app that asked users to email a Boston area church to complain about a screening there of a documentary that is critical of Israel. The proposed text of the email likened the screening of the film to a white supremacist riot. In reality, the film, Occupation of the American Mind, investigates Israel's PR war in the U.S. and was promoted by respected American progressives, including Democracy Now!'s Amy Goodman.
We hear over and over again that the conflict comes down to Palestinian terrorism and Israeli security.
If rockets fly on your head, you're allowed to defend yourself.
And what gets pushed out of the frame entirely is the fact now that for almost 50 years, Palestinians have been systematically dispossessed from their land and denied their most basic human rights.
They have been able to effectively defend the indefensible to the American public.
All right, folks.
The Israeli government.
We can just stop here. Thank you. And you get enough of the picture of the numerous ways in which they lie, deceive, twist, rewrite, they troll, and so on and so forth. So when you're on an alternative media site, you may not know it, but you could be a recipient in your little cranial cavity of one big massive hoax. That's why when I deal with these subjects, all of them being reported daily, I try to, in some way, make it clear that I'm just reporting, you know, I'm just reading headlines. I'm just reading stories. Most of the people in media, your local station, so forth, all they do is just read, and they read off teleprompters, and the news editor just decides what's going on and what's not going on. Pick and choose. But somebody along the way in the services, the wire services, obviously and invariably, it's a Kenite, they will decide what goes and what doesn't and how it's presented and how it's not presented. This, you know, Gaza discussion, this Palestine discussion, just reverse the titles. What happened in South Africa? What is happening in Palestine? And imagine for yourselves in just your own little mind, what would happen had this been South Africa holding on to, any of the territories that it had, fighting the SWAPO terrorists and the Transkei and so on and so forth, going back to the colonial days in Zambia and Kenneth Kaunda and Zimbabwe with Ian Smith, and how the media presented the whites as the savages and the criminals and the terrorists, and presenting the Mandelas and people of that sort, the Winnie Mandelas, as sweet little old children who just simply wanted peace and harmony and majority rule. Now, in Israel, you know how as Arafat was presented for years as a terrorist. In fact, I guess I was in high school at the time. And it was a Time magazine and looked, you know, one of them, I think it was Time Newsweek. They had pictures of Arafat on the front cover with his gun up and his appearance being that of a bearded radical terrorist. And that was the impression they sought to convey. I was in high school at the time. It didn't mean anything to me. But as I evolved in my own education in college, I began to see it. I began to see who was behind this, if you will, this engineered psychological warfare in the minds of the American public, so that the so-called Christians and these evangelicals who find some theological basis for the state of terror in the Middle East when God's word says just the opposite is an indication of just how deep-seated this propaganda can be. And you'll hear it now. You'll see it now. You'll see in these churches that are growing, by the way, like poison mushrooms in every community, these so-called fundamental churches, they're actually bankrupt. The buildings are not even owned by them. They're building buildings based on banknotes, you see. So they're borrowing money and have 501c3 status. And what are they doing? I'll tell you what they're doing. Well, what they're doing is building these mausoleums. That's what they are, mausoleums. I mean, they're building their own cemetery. They're roping people in, baiting them in, telling them, if you don't give so much every week, God's word won't get out, and those souls won't be saved because Satan will have them, and we must stand by that poor little tiny state in the Middle East because they are our brothers and sisters in Jehovah, and so on and so forth. Now, these preachers, I'm afraid, know better. At least many of them do. Some probably don't, but they should suspect there's something wrong. So how can we be lied to on a constant basis and just treat this business of this Holocaust, if you will, that's created in Palestine for the sake of the evil fig tree and excuse it and say, well, not as bad as Nazi Germany. It's not as bad as South Africa. And in fact, it's a million times worse. It is abominable. If you simply change the name of the state of Israel to South Africa and you simply had the whites doing the ruling, they would have been nuked long ago. They would have been shut down, bombed. They would have been strafed and totally destroyed. Because they are not, and because it is those who call themselves Jews, but are not and do lie, that rule, well, it's a whole different world in their bought and paid for corrupt media. So their house of cards is coming down one brick at a time, one card at a time. And it will take sexual scandals. It will take other issues. It will take the stock market crashes and so on and so forth, engineered largely by them, to bring down their dog-eat-dog kind of world. See what I'm saying? You follow me? I mean, it's really not that complicated. It's basic stuff. What you have is a bunch of if you will, roaches eating up on each other. I mean, they, like politicians, they're a dime a dozen. And most of these sick politicians today running for Congress are worse than the ones that are in there. That's the scary part. I know from experience in my own districts, they have nothing to offer. Nothing to offer. So let's take some calls. I'm sorry if I neglected some of our callers. You can call back if you want, and we'll take your call. Barb in Florida, and it's 1-800, as you know, 800-313-9443. That's the number to dial in. Rick Adams, Uncensored. Kent in West Virginia, I believe, is on the line. Hello, Kent.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Yeah, you really hit on something that I've got something to tell you. Several months ago, I get our new Google News feed, and it was something called Life Hacker, believe it or not, lifehacker.com, and there were five extensions if you use Google Chrome that will simplify things. And okay, fine. So they have one that's called Just Read, which isolates all the text that you want to read and eliminates all the peripheral ads and nonsense. Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I installed that, and then they had another one called Make America Kittens Again, which when you have the picture of this this thing that's occupying 1600, and you get a picture of a kitten as opposed to that orange thing down here. And so anyway, I installed that Just Read and the kittens thing at night, and then the next morning, I get a RT, I have an extension, and I get RT news feeds, and the first article I looked on was where a boss several months ago had mentioned the word the banks being the problem for the news, you know, and the article featured at the top of the page a picture of Mahmoud Abbas, and down on the lower side was a picture of Netanyahu as a link to a secondary article. And the first paragraph contained the sentence about banks. Now, I thought to myself, this is the honest God truth. Well, I've got this little button up here, and I'll make this easier to read. And I clicked that button, and I got the Just Read version of it. And the picture of a boss had disappeared and had been replaced by the picture of Netanyahu, which had been lower down in the article as, yeah, you know, secondary link. And the sentence about the banks was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally edited it right in front of my eyes. And I'll dig up the links and I'll send you an email.
Yeah.
And then...
depends on which browser you use. And Google Chrome is bad. I know, because I've used it, and it makes it very easy for people to find their sites and so forth. It has all of your cookie trails and everything. But that's the problem, because what you do is you depend on them, and then they alter, they change. This is the age in which they can do anything on the computer, and they can create an army of trolls, of bots and so forth and so on, where they get into your computer, and it's pretty hard to get them out. That's the thing. If you use I'm talking like a desktop, you know, which is what I use. They can be a real problem. Even the so-called antiviral services, you know, AVG and Norton and so forth, they can become a real issue of trying to get their traces out of your computer. And they sow these different disinfo techniques as well. So, no, I'm glad you could send it to me. Thank you very much for that, Ken. All right, okay. We'll come back with more. If you want to hang on, you may. We'll take a quick break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're commenting on the program, I'm not using Facebook. I could, I should, maybe, but I don't. As you know, many people are abandoning it. They're abandoning Twitter as well. I think that's a good thing. Unfortunately, there is some good in them, but no, we have set up here the Deadly Experiment chat page. It's Deadly Experiment, not the Deadly, but Deadly Experiment, one word, .chatango.com. All right. So just, some of my listeners are telling me to mention it again and again. So our number is 800-313-9443. That's the number. And Art is with us. I don't know if Kent is still on the line or not. Is he still there, Sam?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Kent, go ahead. I'm sorry. Just finish up with what you were saying.
Yeah, the thing that amazed me now, I don't know whether, what really frightens me is whether they have, like, as you say, they have an army of these volunteers that actually got that article and physically, manually changed that, or whether they actually have robots that do that automatically,
in real time. It's programmed. It's all programmed. They have red flags and all kinds of devices to do that. But it's programmed, definitely.
And the app, which replaced the picture of the thing in the White House with a kitten or whatever. I participated in a forum where they have the little icons, you know, of the rabbi and this sort of thing. And I noticed that the icon of the rabbi got turned into a kitten. So it wasn't just Donald Trump that got replaced with a kitten. It was other things. So they give, so all these, so they get you to sign on to these things that add convenience to your life, and then they completely alter the information. And even had one that you could alter your Gmail, which obviously they would edit out any they would get in there and edit out your Gmails. So they would completely remove any discussion of Israel, negative discussion of Israel, pro-Palestinian or anything, completely remove it without you even knowing about it.
This is major warfare through technology, and this is, you know, imagine when Jesus comes, the fake Jesus comes first, as we know. He's going to be presented on all of the cell phones, on all of the screens, on all of the venues for, you know, iPads and so forth, as Jesus in Jerusalem. This is how they will present him, as our Savior, everybody's Savior, the Savior of the whole world, and he's going to be a fake. But online and on the screen and on everyone's cell phone, they will see this Jesus perform miracles, you see. And I believe they can be enhanced as well through their technology. And they can be enhanced to make it look even more real so that even the elect of God might be deceived and seduced in their minds if they did not know that this was fake. You see how powerful this thing will become?
Absolutely.
Okay, really. Thank you for your call. We've got to move along. Thank you. Art now back with us this week. Art in Philly has been a very busy week. We've been following a number of issues. Laura in Michigan, we'll take you along the way, okay? You stay where you are. Art, how are you?
Good. Good to hear from you, Rick. Fantastic show as usual. So there's a couple, lots of things happened this week. I could talk about something. All right. Locally in Philadelphia, we got the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, suing the schools in basically South New Jersey because they're refusing to admit the students of parents of illegal immigrants. Given the fact that New Jersey is the most bankrupt state next to Illinois, given the fact that the property taxes are through the roof paying for schools, it's absolutely insane that the ACLU is basically trying to, you know, push the people out of their own homes with higher property taxes, and has nothing to, you know, does nothing about the debt in New Jersey, but is certainly willing to put more debt onto the property owners as a result of this lawsuit they implemented.
Well, that's their whole purpose. That's part of the communist strategy, is the legal strategy, as well as the revolutionary strategy on the streets. You know, you remember SDS and all of that period of time.
Right.
They were violent. They were taking people, like judges even, hostage, and they were shooting up and engaging in terrorism, and this is exactly what the government wanted. And the ACLU was defending them in court. Now you have the same thing with the schools. So the schools are bankrupt. School committee here locally says we're going to cut $6 million from your budget, so you got to charge money. Do whatever you want to come up with the money. They started charging parents, saying we've got to implement fees and so forth, and the ACLU says you can't do that. It's not fair to charge them. Well, wait a minute. Excuse me. Excuse me, I'm under chemtrail attack, but it's saying to you that, in fact, the ACLU says it's unfair and it's illegal to do that. You can't tax them extra. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. The public school system is theft. It steals money from the taxpayers. Parents don't have their kids in school anymore, and yet they're still being forced to pay an illegal tax. Hello? Does that make any sense? Not to them.
Nope. It makes lots of sense. You know, basically, like you said, the 45 planks of communism in America to do that. And when you mention the legal system, let's not forget about Brandeis, what they're doing throughout the country, which, they're virtually in every university in the country right now, making sure anybody who says anything that they consider anti-Semitic is that there's a legal action implemented against them. You know, so that's one of the things that's going on.
Sure.
I think we got a break.
Right time. Ye sure have, and Laura and Pat and all of you who are calling in, we'll try to squeeze you into the program. Art is with us now, and we'll be back in just a few. Support Republic Broadcasting, folks. Rick Adams on Center.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Art about the invasion into the United States, the taxpayers being destroyed at the local level, as well as income tax-wise, and the forces of massive inflation and technology and all kinds of stuff hitting us at one time. So continue, Art, and what you were going to say next.
Okay, still related to immigration, we had in Philadelphia a protest by the Hadash congregation of Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, at the U.S. Custom House over the weekend, again supporting uncontrolled immigration, of illegal immigration. And I think, you know, if you're a church, you know, a 501c, maybe you should start paying taxes, since you're basically using your political views to impose and you know, basically cause the public to pay a lot of taxes by your action. They should be held financially responsible. Same for the ACLU. Now, with respect, again, the last thing on immigration is a lot of people say we want to stop immigration. Well, I want to step further and just say, Congress did an extensive study called the Jordan Commission, 12 years bipartisan. that ended in 95. If you talk to any congressman, which I have, I just says, what do you want to do about immigration? Follow the rules, follow the recommendations of the Jordan Commission. You don't have to figure any of this out. It's already been figured out. They already have the report right in front of Congress. That's what they should be doing. So that's, you know, I hear a lot of people saying what to do, but I think we should just basically ask every congressman, are you going to basically enforce the terms of the Jordan Commission on immigration? And if they're not, then basically say, why are you still in office and why are we keeping you in there?
Well, we know what they're doing. I mean, we got a local congressman here in my state, Cicilline is his name. He is an absolute disgrace, but he's making national headlines, assuming that role of the Democratic identity politician, you know. And what he does is he goes around and shakes hands and meets people everywhere. And I happen to see him at my sister-in-law's house, because she's a flaming nut, you know, politically. And he just happened to walk right in as I walked in, you know, at a get-together. And he came right up to me, didn't even know me. And he wanted to shake my hand, and I refused. And I said, excuse me, I'm sorry, I do not shake hands with politicians, especially you. So he was taken aback, you know, he just didn't know what to say. Oh, yeah, you don't. Then I told his aide the same thing. I will not shake hands with politicians or their aides, especially this one, because he may have AIDS. You know, he's a homosexual, a former a mayor of Providence, a radical cuckoo clock, progressive, whatever you want to call them. And this is why they pander to all of these special interest groups out of state, so they can defend the nation for the children's sake. They're all pro-abortion. They're all, you know, radical left-wing egalitarians. And here they are telling us we cannot separate parents from their children, even though they can't verify that they're parents or children coming over the border and telling us that we have to pay for them. So this is what you have, the circusry of Congress today. And who's behind it? You know, what organizations do we read about in the Jewish press in Israel? Now, their own press. Who is behind this great big movement in America to back illegals? Well, we find the Jewish Organizations of America, the Jewish Lobby, the AIPAC groups are encouraging it. But we have the Jewish American Congress, for instance, the same groups that went to court to ban prayer and Bible reading in 1962 and 63. So who is the enemy within?
You said it, and well said. Let's. Did you talk about Leslie Mooney yet?
Yes, I brought it up, and looking at the description in the L.A. Jewish Journal, which shared quite a bit about it, the family connection going back to 1998, there's quite a bit about Mr. Moonves and his role of programming at CBS. Would you like to add to some of that?
Well, I just sent you some information there. You know, obviously he's under some Redstone's media control, and there's a big battle there. And it looks like he's up against Sharia Redstone, which is Summer Redstone's daughter. And I sent you that information. When you do a picture comparison of Arnold Rothstein to Summer Redstone, whose real name is Mary Rothstein, it looks uncanny, as if there might be a very close blood relationship there. Who knows?
But it does show you the connection between Israel and politics, and especially Hollywood. And this is that, you know, Lauren Bacall was an actress who was related to the families in Israel as well, And she was starring with John Wayne, who was on the opposite side of the spectrum politically, you know, and yet she was there in movies like Blood Alley, you know, anti-communist films in the 50s. And so, I mean, the thing is, nobody really knows who's who or what's behind it, but us. I think we're the flagship here of organizations in the media that bring this stuff out. Nobody else will talk about it, it seems. Well, except a few. Go ahead.
Right, and it's basically what I've been doing, and we've actually both been doing, is you start looking at it from a viewpoint that the Jewish community has strong ties to organized crime, both to the Lansky family and the Chicago Syndicate, and you take that forward in time from, you know, the Great Depression to now, and the connections are absolutely uncanny, that you can just look at it like, you know, like a Big Bang theory of, you know, physics, that you can just say, for the Big Bang of American history, with the organized crime and the control of our businesses, you can take it right back to Capone, and you can take it right back to the Federal Reserve Bank. Mm-hmm. And both of them have direct ties to the Cosa Nostra. And you can see it, you know, like you said, you know, CBC, you know, CBS, and what do you call it, Columbia Baloney Channel?
the communist broadcasting system, and all the national baloney company. Yeah, they're all going way back to their infancy. You know, you look at the people who set them up, and Fred Friendly and William S. Paley at CBS, and what was his name, David Sarnoff at NBC. They were all of one particular tribe, these Kenites and Edomites, who basically took over Hollywood studios way back in the teens, the 19-teens, and then television as it was emerging. So they're in the right place at the right time, knowing how to control the minds of the average person. And, you know, going back to the 60s, you were growing up probably the same time I was. You know, it's hard to find a colleague, a fellow TV viewer today who was not addicted to the three major networks. We can name all the theme songs and all the TV shows, you know, and all the characters, and we love this one and that one, and we didn't know what was going on behind the scenes and who was controlling our minds, you know. These specials they made, David Woldner specials, Wolper specials, about Eisenhower and heroism and all of that was all spoon-fed propaganda. We didn't know what was going on. We had no clue. David Wolper was one of them, and Larry Cohen, although he was a little bit out of the mix, a little bit outside the box, and Kramer, too, and so forth, to some degree. But still, the aim is for the minds of people and to condition them to hate or to love. Hate the Germans, hate the Judahites, hate the Christians, you know, over there, hate the Muslims and the Arabs, and then love us. And this is a very powerful thing, Art, you know, by way of deception.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that we were, disinformed about was what was really going on with that Cuban Missile Crisis that almost brought the planet to, you know, a nuclear war. And what when I actually did the real analysis on it, the heart of the problem was the Castro took over the casinos from the mob, and Meyer Lansky, through his buddies, Max Fisher, was able to influence Eisenhower to basically start the Bay of Pigs affair to take back the ownership of Cuba so they could get the mob casinos back.
Fascinating. Yeah, you've done some great research there.
Right, but nobody actually understands that was the real cause of, you know, of a nuclear war crisis that we had back then.
And then also setting up the crusade against Castro or Cuba after they had made it all possible to take it over. Eisenhower did it. The ambassador was the name Earl T. Smith, wrote a book on it, you know, and a host of others, Mario Puzo and others who were writing about the mafia, about how they worked together. Max Fisher. Yeah, you're right. And then Castro started to turn the screws against them and started killing a few. And that's when the all of a sudden the paranoia started over Castro. Yeah, very interesting.
Right. And then Max Fisher was a key player in the JFK assassination because he was the one appointed Arlen Specter onto the Warren Commission. All right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the elements that came out of there were directly tied, you know, Rubenstein, you know, Jack Ruby. You can, you know, once you actually look at it, it's so easy to see. If that's where I came in, just follow the money trail, look at it from a point of view of organized crime and its legacy over three or four generations, and it's clear as a bell to see exactly what's going on in this country. But you know,
and they talk about collusion and electioneering and all kinds of political interference. You've got to be kidding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, basically, I've been at polls at local elections protesting issues, and some of the people in the Jewish community that I'm in southeastern Pennsylvania, some of the people over Jersey, like up in Bergen County, would brag about how, you know, we in the Jewish community would just basically, you know, whether we had to use clubs, blackjacks, or whatever, we'd make sure the people voted the way that we wanted them to vote in those elections over there over the years. So it's no surprise to see why New Jersey's such a mess.
Exactly. It's infested. New Jersey and all of these major pockets, Boston, New York, you know, you can go to Florida, you can go to you know, Los Angeles, Michigan, Detroit, of course, Chicago, the kingpin, you know. So it's no wonder. It's no surprise. NoPlaceForCorruption.com is Art's website. Let's take some calls. They've been waiting. All right, let's go through them now as quickly as we can. First up is Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hello, gentlemen. A quick story. I have a friend who I've been trying to deprogram. She's been a Baptist her whole life. She believes, you know, the Jews are the chosen people, and Israel's wonderful. So I've been trying to deprogram her. But I keep telling her there's no Star of David in the Bible. So she asked Google, okay, is there a Star of David? Of course, Google said, oh, yes, there's a Star of David. It's on the flag of the Israel. So I said, okay, go to a Christian website, ask them. Because I had been telling her it was Solomon's star. He'd taken on his pagan wives. It was the star of Moloch. I was telling her all that. And she's looking at me like, okay, Laura, see, you were wrong. I go to a Christian. So she went to a Christian site, asked the same question. Of course, the Christian site did exactly, said there's no Star of David in the Bible about Solomon. It's the star of Moloch and all that. And I looked at her. I said, see? I said, number one, you got to learn, don't ask Google biblical questions.
Well, also, the 6 points are the 6 points of Satan, 666. It's a hexagram. That is Antichrist right to the core. I mean, it's emblazoned everywhere. And that should be a dead giveaway, shouldn't it?
I would think so. But I'm telling you, deprogramming these people is very hard. I've been trying and trying.
Oh, it is, because they're brainwashed by their pastors and teachers. And then they're condemning the others. You know, they condemn the other churches. Oh, well, they're not going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. And this is all you get all day long from these phonies. Is they are actually the people that Jesus was describing as the hypocrites, and they are judging others, and they want to play God. They say they've got it right, and nobody else does. You know, and hey, you can believe whatever you want. I don't tell anybody what to believe. It's your problem either way, you know, or your blessing. So you have to be a little gentle with them, because they are so brainwashed, though, and so influenced by the teachers and the know-it-alls and so forth. So you have to just pray that if God wants to open their eyes at this time, he'll open it. Otherwise, let them stay where they are, you see. But you're doing a good job, Laura. Thank you very much.
Also, I want to say one thing. When I vote, I don't vote for a woman, I don't vote for lawyers, and I don't vote for anybody who says they're Judeo-Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a good start.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So,
hey, thank you.
Tell people.
We got to move along. Thank you. Well, a lot of good thoughts there. I understand what she's saying. She's
okay, bye-bye.
A lot of our minds. Yes. Take care. Pat in Texas is the next caller. 1-800-313-9443. Come on up, Pat.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I want to go dead, but I was wondering, I'm interested in your connect. I may have missed it, part of it, your connection between communism and Israel. Did I miss that? Because something happened one time, and I want to see what you think, if this is all made up or what.
What do you mean the connection between, I didn't say communism and Israel in the same breath. Are you referring to what we were saying about Cuba? Is that what you're referring to?
No, that's okay. I missed it, right. Okay, I want to ask you anyway. Have you ever heard of something called Operation Tea Kettle? It seems like it's been removed from all Google.
I've heard that expression. I've never investigated it, but no, I have heard about it. Why?
It's Operation Teapot now.
Oh,
Teapot,
yeah.
All different. The Iran-Contra.
Yes.
A book called A Very Thin Line. Oh, I forgot his name, but that's not the original book and the original author. And I have the book somewhere in storage. And I read in that book, that what happened was in there's a book called Magog 1982 Canceled. Still get it. But supposedly Israel discovered this Russian plan to take over the whole world, which was going on a lot of talk back then. Peter Reeder. And anyway, back they found in Sidon, Lebanon, a huge tunnel that only Russia could drill at one time. And it had just acres of stuff in there. It had coffee beans to last forever. It had plans to poison the water of the whole world, which Peter Beter said was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, Peter Beter, I know.
The Israelis took it. They took it. Well, Sinai, Lebanon, they said it took 3 months of a semi-tractor trailer and loads going out of there. And so I was wondering what they did with it. And that book called A Very Thin Line, I'm having an old age memory problem, I guess. I can't tell you the author, but Amos.
All right, and he said operate the teacup kettle. A lot of books that I've had have disappeared as well.
Pardon?
I said a lot of books that I've had and come across have disappeared likewise, and some of them, you know, went out of print. Some of them disappeared from all the bookstores, shelves, and libraries and so forth. They're long gone, and unfortunately, you know, you can find a few of them on auction sites, or you can go some of them on Amazon.
I'll tell you that I asked Ollie Norris on the air, did he know anything about it, and he said, no, that's before my time.
Right, right. We have to break, my dear Pat. Thank you for the call. We'll come back, Art and me, with more.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, we're back. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock has his program on all day long. If you want to listen, folks, at his site, www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. Fascinating guests every single week. So you listen in, and you heard some of last week's program with Rick Adams as well. and a host of others. Dave Gehary, of course, written up in the AFP concerning this U.S. Special Army officer who, by the way, spent time in jail for being what he calls a whistleblower. Scott Bennett was a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army, and he started to uncover psychological warfare and also physical aiding by the U.S. government for Israel and others to aid terrorists. So this cat and mouse game all over the Middle East, cat and mouse terrorism, we're the good guys, they're the bad guys, and so forth, has evolved now into this welfare warfare state full time. And he is written up in the AFP, U.S. military whistleblower, details U.S. ties to terrorism. So are you surprised, Art?
No, I'm not. But what do they do next? Most of those guys then basically join the local police forces. And then we see the tragedy of what happens in the communities.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're touching on a big issue now, how cops, you know, supposedly being killed. Some of these are fakes, but in reality, cops can be killed, are being killed in cities and anywhere, and yet they're killing, too. In fact, one of our listeners was just talking to me the other day and said that he was arrested, handcuffed and everything, because he was sitting in his car outside his house, and cops didn't like that. Apparently, neighbors complained, made an issue of it, and he put up some verbal disagreement, nothing violent or anything, but the cops handcuffed him, and they treated him as if he was a criminal, as if he was a terrorist. And this is how your police departments are being changed into a military force, and yet even they will have to succumb to outside heavy military troops when the action starts, you know, and the, you know what hits the fan. Good
right.
Points, Art, you're bringing up. That's the hand of Israel, the Mossad.
Right, right. We can actually see what's going on. You know, you take it from these international issues, and you can see basically how it's impacting the local communities. And
We haven't even touched on some of the other issues that you wanted to bring up, and I wanted to bring up too. But the immigration thing, the illegal invasion, is number one in your area and in every area here in Pennsylvania. With what's going on there, what's going on in New England, particularly at the border, it is what is happening to America/Israel, and it's just overwhelming us, folks. So I did receive your email, and I did receive Kent's email as well. Thank you, Kent, for that. And folks, what we're seeing now is just a diminution of everything that we know of America. But what concerns me the most, Art, is the economic outlook. Every single statistic I read is showing that with the increase in interest rates by them, that the economy is being ready to be strangled. And you fear some kind of hyperinflation to come, huh?
Right. I mean, look at what's going on in Venezuela, where they just created a new currency, very similar like the Weimar Republic. And what they're doing, it's going to come here. You know, I see it happening.
Wow.
We're out of time, but a good
important point to consider. Go on Art's site, noplaceforcorruption.com. Folks, it's all too surreal. Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Art, for being with us again. See you soon. You take care.
Thank you.
And folks, Rick Adams thanking you all and saying to God's elect out there, may Yahweh hold his hand upon you all. Goodbye.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now.
My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.